At the SSISD convocation Monday morning at the Sulphur Springs Middle School, keynote speaker was Jeff Harris, character curriculum director for the district, a middle school teacher, and football team chaplain. Before his speech, I talked with Harris. Jeff, you're going to be doing the motivational speech here. What will you be telling them about?
Well, we're going to use an analogy that comes from a movie from Mr. Holland's Opus, an analogy of compass. And I built an acrostic about what I've learned from great teachers and great educators as a student, but also now that I'm in this field, in this school district, the things I've learned that really impact students' life, and not just to fill students with knowledge, but to give them a compass that they can apply that knowledge for the rest of their life. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today.
Real good teacher, we all remember ones that we had that just made a mark on us for our whole life.
Exactly. And so we'll be talking about seven of the characteristics that great educators have. You could be a teacher, you could be in transportation or food service. All these people impact students' lives. They're all equally important. And we're going to talk about what seven key things that I've seen that will change a kid's life and cause them to go off and impact the world themselves.
I remember custodians, you know, that we used to talk to that would, have words of wisdom for us.
Yeah, it could be a coach, custodian, a bus driver, a teacher, an aide. It doesn't matter. All these people who are here, we have 700 here today, they all love kids, and they want to see kids' lives change. And so it's an honor for me to be able to address this group because it's such a great school district.
You've got a big week. You have your Dare to Dream coming up.
Yeah, we hope you guys can come out for that, by the way. Yeah, we have Dare to Dream. We have 3 days. We'll be having about 120 fifth graders trained by 100 or so high schoolers on how to be leaders in their school. And we're using the movie Remember the Titans as the backdrop to teach leadership. And we have about 9 community speakers coming in, and some who used to live here have moved away. For example, on Friday, one of our students who played football here, played at Notre Dame, went on to the NFL. Tyrio Harrison's coming to speak to the kids on Friday. But we have several speakers, a lot of fun games. It's just going to be an incredible week of leadership training. So when school starts, those fifth graders will be able to walk into that classroom and tell their teachers, I'm here to be a leader this year. You can count on me.
Somebody with the district said it's wonderful to have such a resource right here on the local staff. They didn't have to go out to Dallas or somewhere and spend big bucks. You got you right here.
Well, you know, the reverse of that, I'm going to mention this when I talk. The reverse of that's also true. This is the second year in a row Mr. Lamb has asked a local person to do the keynote for convocation. And I think it says a lot more about Mr. Lamb than it does about Chuck King or Jeff Harris. Hey, he says that he wants all of his employees to soar in excellence in whatever they do. He's all about them. And so kudos goes to Mr. Lamb, I think.
KSST News.